Amen. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Go ahead and have a seat. I guess now that Pastor Eric said the sermon will be brief, I have to keep it brief. Last week, of course, during the Easter children's activities here at St. Peter's, we had a little Easter message during between the services, and I was playing a little trivia game with the kids, and at one point I asked them, which of the disciples wasn't there on Easter evening when Jesus appeared to them? And there were a couple of wrong answers. And then someone said, Thomas, which of course was the right answer. But I heard another kid say, Thomas? There's a disciple in the Bible named Thomas? I don't remember him. And sometimes I think the apostle Thomas would like more people to forget about him. Because for 2,000 years, the poor guy has been referred to by much of the Christian church as Doubting Thomas, yes. And he gets defined by this moment of skepticism, and understandable skepticism, considering he knew that Jesus was dead a couple of days earlier, and now people are saying that he's alive, but he's not seen him. And so he's skeptical, and people now call him Doubting Thomas. We call him Doubting Thomas, and the poor guy doesn't get the credit that he deserves. And I actually think it's a shame that we've forgotten some of the great words that we hear from St. Thomas. Instead, we focus on those words of doubt. So I want to talk about a couple of things we hear from Thomas in the Gospels that are quite appropriate today as we celebrate confirmation and these eight students who are confirming their faith this morning as they continue to wrestle and grow in their faith, and we all wrestle and grow in our faith, much like Thomas had to. The first passage is in John chapter 11. Now, if you want to pull out your pew Bible, if you have your Bible with you, you could check it out. You could turn to John 11. That's after John 10, before John 12, in case you didn't know. I know I'm helpful. But this is the scene where Lazarus, that's the brother of Mary and Martha, is ill, and word has gotten to Jesus and his disciples that Lazarus is ill, and Jesus is to return to Judea to see him. And so he tells his disciples that he needs to return to Judea. And they're concerned. The disciples are concerned about his decision because, of course, the Jews are seeking to kill Jesus. So finally, in verse 11, Jesus tells his disciples, he says, Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him. And of course, they don't understand at first what he means, and the disciples protest until Jesus says in verse 14, Lazarus has died, and for your sake I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him. And then it says, so Thomas called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. So in Thomas, we see this picture of discipleship. We see this picture of a follower who follows his master and is willing to follow his master all the way to death. And of course, that's ultimately what happens with Thomas. He says, basically saying, if you're going to die, we're with you and we shall die as well. And while some people might think Thomas's statement was just, you know, giving in, weak resignation, I think it's actually quite a courageous statement, even if it is a little bit pessimistic. He's boldly saying, we're with you, and if you die, we'll die. And it's actually quite beautiful. And today, our confirmands, in just a few moments, as they come up here for the rite of confirmation, will be asked a question and given the opportunity to answer much like St. Thomas does. They'll be asked if they're ready to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from the faith. And they'll answer by saying, yes, with the help of God or by the grace of God. Like Thomas, they have learned that Christ has prepared a place for them, that he is the way and the truth and the life, and that they're with him even if in this world it means death. So that's one of the forgotten quotes of Thomas the Doubter. Of course, when the opportunity first arises for Thomas to die with his Lord or for his Lord, Thomas, like the rest of the disciples, fled. He fled when Jesus was arrested. He didn't ultimately die at that point in time, though later on, because he sees the resurrected Jesus, he's willing to lay down his life. But there was restoration for Thomas, restoration that we all need to hear, forgiveness that we all need to hear, even when we doubt, even when we flee, even when we are ashamed. Restoration, forgiveness that each and every one of us has in Christ. But back to John 20 and our story about doubting Thomas. So on that first Easter evening, Jesus appeared before his disciples who were hiding behind locked doors for fear of the Jews. And he says to them, "Peace be with you." And he showed them his hands and his side. And he sends them out as apostles. "As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." But of course, Thomas wasn't with them, so the other disciples tell him about it, and he famously says, "Unless I see his hands, the marks of the nails, and place my fingers into the marks of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." And 8 days later, the next Sunday, they're there again, this time with Thomas, and again, they're behind locked doors, and bibbidi-bobbidi, Jesus came and stood among them. And Jesus... it wasn't exactly magic, he's God, but Jesus calls Thomas to put his fingers into the holes in his hands and his hands into the wound in his side. And Jesus says, "Do not disbelieve." Some translations say, "Stop doubting, but believe." And this is when we get words that we should celebrate in Thomas far more than those words, "I will never believe." Here we get this great confession from Thomas. He says, "My Lord and my God." My Lord and my God. That's what we should remember for Thomas, is this confession that he makes. And this is what our confirmands will be confessing today. Today is not the day that they become Christians. They've been Christians since the moment of their baptism. They've confessed faith throughout their lives. They've grown up with the faith. But today, they'll stand before this congregation and say that Jesus is their Lord and their God. Today they will say that the faith in which they have been baptized, the faith in which they have been instructed, is indeed what they believe, and that they desire to grow in that faith throughout their lives. Like Thomas, though, they won't always be people full of faith. You and I are not always people full of faith. I once said in a sermon on the annual festival of Pick on Doubting Thomas Day, also known as the second Sunday of Easter, that we need to be mindful that we're all doubting Thomases at one point in our life, or doubting Joes, or doubting James, or George, or whatever your name might be. We don't always exhibit faith and obedience. We're not always people of trust. If you're anything like me, you probably even question God now and again. We're a bunch of sinners. And when we sin, we doubt. We lack trust. Sin is, sinning itself is disbelief. It's doubting. Doubting and not trusting in God fully with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. So we lack faith often. Doubting Thomas is in good company in this place this morning. Just a bunch of sinners in need of grace. Sinners in need of having our eyes opened. Sinners in need of that peace that Christ gives to his disciples through the forgiveness of sins. That's what he gives us, and we confess, "My Lord and my God." To make that confession of St. Thomas, even in the midst of our doubts and anxieties, in the midst of the struggles in the faith, we say, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus says to Thomas, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." I happen to think that Thomas had pretty good reason not believing without seeing the resurrected Jesus. Like I said, he knew he was dead. He'd heard reports. He knew he was buried. He heard reports of an empty tomb, but he had not seen Jesus. He had good reason to doubt. But thanks be to God, Thomas, that 8 days later, saw Jesus face to face. He saw the nail marks in his hands. He saw the wound in his side. Thanks be to God, we have the witness of St. Thomas, of Peter and John, of Matthew and the other disciples, of Mary and Joanna and the women, and they have all testified. They've testified that they saw his hands and his feet. They testified that they ate with him. They testified that he is alive. And it's because of their testimony that we can confess boldly the confession of St. Thomas, my Lord and my God. And that's the testimony that these students make today. What does this mean to say, my Lord and my God? It means that we confess Jesus to be true God and true man. One of the things that they memorized, and many of you here in this sanctuary memorized as you went through confirmation, were these words from the explanation to the second article of the Creed and the Catechism. And they say that, I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and true man, born of the Virgin Mary, hopefully this sounds familiar to you guys, is my Lord. He is my Lord. We confess that he is our Lord, that our God, the God of the universe, the one who created us, as we heard from Daniel, the one who has put all things in motion, has become man, died for our sins, and all of our hope and all of our trust is in him. He is our Lord. He rules our lives, because only in him do we find peace that surpasses all understanding. Only in him do we find forgiveness. Jesus looked at his disciples and he said, peace be with you. He says to them, your sins are forgiven. And there's something I want the eight of you to know today, and not just today, but for the rest of your lives. You're going to stumble and fall. You're going to have moments of skepticism like St. Thomas. You're going to doubt. But Jesus says, peace be with you. Your sins are forgiven. Jesus never leaves you nor forsakes you, and he remains your Lord and your God. Amen.